From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 415, intended for broadcast August 30th through September 12th, 2014. I'm Brady Murray here in the studios in Nashville, Tennessee, joined by telephone this time by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, tell our listeners where you are.
Well, I'm currently over in Sofia, Bulgaria, talking to you telephonically at the HFCC conference this time around. I used to call it Sofia, but I understand it's pronounced Sofia, so I stand corrected. But what about an eight-hour time difference between us, I believe?
I think it's exactly 8 hours, yes.
Bill, yeah. And so it's pretty good for us. It's better than a KL where it's a 14-hour difference, where it's early in the morning with you, late at night with me, or vice versa. So we're cutting this one just directly from it. And I'm pleased to announce the line sounds clear. You sound clear over here to me, and you told me that the line is clear to you. So certainly we won't have any issues with that.
No, I think the listeners of Ask WWCR will be able to hear clearly what you've got to say about the HFCC. I know it's early. We'll go ahead and tell the listeners in advance that you have just completed day two.
So far, we really haven't run into had one collision issue. But, the purpose of being over here is to stop any collisions from other stations trying to errantly or inerrantly getting in the way of WWCR transmissions. There was one that was five away from us with another European broadcaster, but that was effectively removed today with Vinci, actually, from Spaceline, if I remember correctly.
That's the host group, is that right?
Yes, that's the host group. It's the they did a presentation yesterday, and that's a lot of that is the old Radio Bulgaria transmissions that they took over when Radio Bulgaria ceased operations, and they're using Russian transmitters built about in the late 60s, 1970s, and unlike us at WWCR with some of the parts we have to purchase because we cannot get them anywhere else. Vinci says from Spaceline, from Bulgaria, says that there are tons of these Russian transmitters around that he can pick up for pretty low prices. So he has no issues to speak of with spare parts like Phil has to worry about.
Wow, that'd be a nice thing to not worry about, right?
No kidding. He said at pretty much any given time he can get his hands on 8 to 10 of them that are still in relatively good shape, but hadn't operated for a year or two. So with him, spare parts is not really an issue. And with Phil, that's always a concern.
Yeah, it's a concern, and when you can get them, they're very expensive. It sounds like that's not a problem that he has. Of course, we don't have anyone here that speaks Russian fluently, so we'd have some difficulty with the parts and descriptions and things like that if we were switched over.
I asked him, I said, if you could compare these Russian transmitters to the Continentals, how would you compare them? Because, he saw the Continentals in Dallas, a couple of years ago. And he said the Russian parts are harder to understand. He said they're more sturdily constructed, but when they break, they tend to often break, in a loud way. The parts apparently are pretty easy to work with. But he said, so what if you didn't have these access to these transmitters? And he says there are no other parts. He said all the parts will be coming from these old transmitters because most, if not all, of the manufacturers, the Soviet manufacturers, have ceased production totally.
Right.
So, I guess it's a blessing in one way. He's got a lot of transmitters that he could pick from, but when he does run out of those, it's going to be tough, to find parts for him.
You have to find some way to duplicate those parts at that point.
I would think, wouldn't you? Because, Phil does a lot of that.
Yeah.
He's created or recreated parts for us, but, I know there's some parts he just can't do. So I guess it's a blessing in a sense. When the Berlin Wall and the wall itself, East Europe, went down in 1989, there were apparently tons of these transmitters around, hundreds. And most of them are totally inoperable now, so he's able to pick them up. And, of course, if you look at the map, for example, Romania is couple hundred miles away. Even Poland's not that far, so he can literally drive and pick up another transmitter if he needs to within a day's time.
So tell me about the attendance this time around. This is the B convention, is that right?
Yeah.
A14B, which means that you all are looking at the schedule for the end of 2014, like fall and winter, 2014 into winter and spring of 2015.
That's right. That's exactly right. There's about 100 here, pretty close to the typical attendance. And I haven't seen the spread as far as the varied countries, but it's pretty typical. Virtually all of the, for lack of a better word, normal attendees are here. And maybe just approximately 100, something like that. I think there was about 100 last time. So it's a pretty good turnout. Jeff White is over here this time. You know, NASB and Spaceline set up and agreed to co-sponsor this one. So Jeff and Thais White have been over here for several days setting up everything. I know Jeff said that when I saw him Sunday that he had only slept about, I think he said, 6 hours over the last 2 days. So he's been quite busy.
That's pretty typical of Jeff to stay busy, but that is a very busy week, and it sounds like no noticeable drop-off in attendance.
No. Again, you know, as is typical, and we always talk about contrary to what some say, HFCC is maintaining right at the same number of attendees and the same number of broadcast operators as they have. I know that, you know, Deutsche Welle or BBC or some of the governmental places have shut, but then you've got the private firms like us, like Spaceline, the former Radio Bulgaria. So in terms of the HFCC, enrollment or attendance is virtually the same as it has been the last several years. And I will add that the total number of frequencies in use from a few years back to now has not significantly declined. It's still hard to find frequencies.
Mm-hmm. We have noticed that here, and I know that you go and you deal with all the collisions, or you try to avoid those collisions, et cetera, and it seems to be as busy as ever.
I think it is. I don't see any drop-off in the collision activities or the toughness of finding frequencies any more than it was, for example, when you and I were in Dallas, you know, back mm-hmm. in 2011.
Right.
So I still don't see, you know, any substantial drop-off. Like you and I have talked about, we do see a shift from the government-owned operations to the private sector. You know, that's still continuing.
That's kind of like Spaceline, right?
Yeah. That's the world that WWCR has lived in since day one.
Mm-hmm. For profit. Except it sounds like they, you know, WWCR started out as for profit, and it sounds like a lot of these government-operated shortwave broadcasters have become for profit or private.
Yeah. Once the government itself shut down that operation, guys like Vinci formed Spaceline, took over the former operation, and I know that Vinci said that his broadcast sales and hours broadcast is up from last year, and I also know that the Madagascar operation, which is privately owned now, used to be Radio Netherlands. He says that his hours billed and hours broadcast are up this year from last year. So those are good signs.
That's good news. It sure is.
But it's really no drop-off in attendance. The collision list that they generate daily still appear, and there still are collisions, of course. And the total number of frequencies has not appreciably declined. So we're still having the same battle trying to find, you know, different frequencies if we need them for any reason, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're doing pretty well there. And I know, again, it's been a very short amount of time that you've been there, but I also know that you tend to travel always with your shortwave radio. Have you picked anything up from WWCR?
Well, I've had, when I was in Amsterdam, I stopped in Amsterdam on the way here, and Amsterdam was was excellent. But, you know, it should be. We see that we can get there, and we believe, and we've heard people from there, so. Virtually all the frequencies, with the one exception of 3215, but I didn't really get a chance to hit it at the right time due to the brevity of my trip. That was okay. But over here, I think you were telling me this, and I've heard it again today. Isn't there some solar flare activity occurring right now?
Yes, there is. Yes.
That's given me some problems on reception. I believe it will have better reception, but I looked up today and I said, it looks to me like there's solar flare activity, and then you'd mentioned it. So my objective, of course, the rest of the week is while working at the HFCC to avoid collisions and defined frequencies, it will be to monitor again. And I'll be able to, when we get together for the next AXWWCR, I can give a more detailed report of that.
That sounds good, yeah. And I know that you said it was a brief trip through Amsterdam. I think that your flights got a little bit mixed up, or not mixed up, but you had some cancellations and a little bit of hurry up. And you're also in a pretty remote part of the world as far as flying. Is that right?
No kidding. Yeah, no kidding. I have a couple of people I talked to back stateside that know me said, well, where are you going to be? And I said, Bulgaria. And they said, who goes to Bulgaria? I said, well, I am. That's where the HFCC is. But I don't see this as being one of the more heavily trafficked tourist areas in the world, that's for sure.
Right. But you say there are some interesting sites there.
Oh yeah, there's many, many interesting sites, ruins. There's all sorts of, in fact, directly behind the hotel is a church from the 1600s that's in pretty good shape, and behind it, they're rebuilding the ruins where there was the previous church, and also where several people had lived and stayed, you know, missionaries, you know.
Right.
So it's really pretty interesting. I'd like to also say that our mutual friend George Ross from Guam is here, as usual, as is William Glenn Tapley from WEWN. Both of those are here, as well as Jeff White. So, we've got a pretty good contingent from America over here.
From the NASB, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, George Ross is so experienced and so knowledgeable. There's a ton of knowledge here. So it's really useful to me to have somebody like George Ross around, because if there's some things that I'm unsure of, you know him. He knows the answer. It's really pretty good.
And not only does he know the answer, he's typically happy to help.
Yeah, he's a really helpful guy. You know, he's just a joy to be around. And I told him today, I said that he has forgotten more about shortwave than I know, that's for sure, you know.
Well, he's been around a long time. He's a very intelligent man, and I think that he's also a shortwave listener, isn't he?
He is a shortwave listener. In fact, he in passing today, talking to him, he says, remember to tell Brady I said hello, and I was glad to see him at Greenville, because you remember he made it to the NASB conference this time.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah. He said, tell Brady I'll try my best to be at the NASB meeting next year, which I believe is in D.C. I believe in it. Isn't
it is. Yes, it'll be in Washington D.C. And your next HFCC will come up before then, I think, and that'll be held where?
In Oman, which is in the Middle East. They're putting some pieces together about it now. I don't know a whole lot about Oman, other than the fact that it's in the Middle East, and it'll be a safe country to travel to. But it'll be toward the very beginning of February, and just kind of showing how the HFCC tends to work with its members. The meeting coming up this time around in early 2015 will be held on Sunday through Thursday instead of Monday through Friday, because in Oman, the regular work week is Sunday through Thursday. So the HFCC is going to amend its schedule to match the Omanis. They run Sunday through Thursday, and that's when the meeting will be this time in Oman. You can look it up. It's I don't know much about it, but should be quite interesting.
Well, Doc, you know, we are out of time. I know you're not here to see the clock, but that's going to have to do it for this program.
All right, my friend. You know, we could go an hour and a half, as always. You know how that rolls.
I do. Right, so much for this roundup.
I'll keep you posted on things that are going on, and so far, so good, Brady.
All right, sounds good.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR. 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr at WWCR.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.